My name is Adelina Machado. I come from Mozambique. I'm a mother of two, and I have this year the pleasure of being a grandmother for the first time. What a pleasure to be a grandmother. I am a veterinarian by profession, and I've been teaching at the university for the past 24 years. I joined GNLD quite a number of years ago, but I feel as I've just started. I am more excited than ever. I am more open to see the so good opportunities that are ahead of me. I joined GNLD without believing in the products, without believing in the opportunity. When they invited me to join GNLD, I said to my sponsors, it's too good to be true. It's not possible. And I said, my father was always a civil servant. I am a civil servant. I cannot do business. It's not for me. But at the end, I joined. I joined because my sponsors were good friends. And my sponsors didn't have time for me anymore. They were doing GNLD all weekends. Every Saturday, they were carrying chairs from one garage to the other garage, holding presentations. And I was laughing at them. You don't rest. Weekends is for resting. What are you doing? I think they would laugh at me when they see what I'm doing now. Because they all quit it, and I am now the one who is using all Saturdays to do something in GNLD. When did I start believing in GNLD? One day they were wanting to do a presentation, and the owner of the garage where the presentation was to be held said, not more in my garage. So they asked me, can we do the presentation in your house? Why not? And since the presentation was to be held in my house, I said, let me invite my sisters-in-law, my friends, the people that are around me. I got a surprise at the end of the presentation. All of them joined. They joined. They started buying the products. I also decided to try the products. At the end of the month, my uplines came with a check of 50 rands. You cannot imagine how excited I was. My belief started there. Like other people had said before, I believe that if I was able to do 50 runs without doing any effort, if I could put a bit more of effort, I could get 500. I could get 5,000. And that started coming. I want to continue my story by paying a tribute to my uplines. Even if they are not in the business anymore, they were so important in my development. I always say to them, I will never forget the support that you gave to me. I want to pay a tribute to Annabella and Pedro Tomo. Because working in Mozambique with manuals and everything in English, it was a difficulty. But they took the responsibility of translating all the material Maybe the team does not know, but most of the material that we are using today were translated under the direction of Annabella and Pedro Tomu. So even not being part of the business, they are still very important for the team. I also want to pay a tribute to Dion and Karen. Dion and Karen, they travel month after month to come to Mozambique and motivate the team. The team is so grateful to Dion and Karen that when we arrived in Bloemfontein, some of them told me, "We are not seeing the uplines for a long time. Can you please ask to see him?" How important he was for the team. I also called Brandon, my upline. I called Brandon my upline because Brandon was the person from GNLD that came to Mozambique also month after month, Maputo, Nampula, Kilimani, and started putting this GNLD dream in our hearts. It was through Brandon that we felt the caring and sharing of GNLD. I want to say to GNLD, it must have sounded that it was lost time, it was lost effort, but what we are seeing today is not a result of what is happening today. Is a result of all this watering, like Krishna said yesterday, watering and fertilizing the bamboo that Brandon did in Mozambique. Another example that I want to give about caring and sharing from GNLD is what happened recently. We had our bonus rally that was planned for a Saturday, and the checks arrived late in Swaziland. I said to the team, we will do a rally without checks. But early in the morning, I received a call from Tobile. Tobile is the manager of the DC in Swaziland, saying, "Adelina, no, you are not going to do a rally without checks. I'm going to the bus station. I'm going to deliver the checks to make sure that 1 o'clock when you start your rally, the checks are there." That is caring. That is sharing. When I mention names, I can make a mistake of not mentioning some names. But I'm just giving examples. There are many people in GNLD that have supported us. But from the uplines, I cannot stop without saying thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Alta. I have to say thank you because all the support that you are giving to the team, material support, spiritual support, and for being that example that we have to follow. I had a member that came to me and said, "With dead leaders, you have no other way than to grow. They push you until you grow," is what really I feel. They give all these incentives. They create all these training facilities that Annabella was talking about that inspire us. They pray for us. They love us. We really feel that love. We really feel that prayers. And we believe that that has been very important for the growth of our team. I will continue my story, paying a tribute to my fantastic team. As águias estão prontas?
Sim!
Observem as águias voando alto e mais alto. I love you guys. My team has taught me a lot of things. It's not me that is directing this team, as they say. They are the ones that are putting all this business together. I will just say some stories, but it's true what Charlie always says, that you surround yourself with the fantastic people and you look very good. That is true. The first story I want to tell you, I remember that when I started to build the GNLD business, people saw that I was growing in the business, and of course many people came to invite me to other schemes. And in my ingenuity, I really joined one pyramid scheme. And the first people that I invited, guess who were? My downlines. Mr. Simbine, I don't know if you remember this story, but Mr. Simbine was one of the first persons that I invited to this scheme, and he replied to me. He said, "Upline, you invited me to GNLD. I'm very happy with GNLD. Please don't invite me for something else." I went home and started thinking, and I said, really, God has put people with wisdom on my side. And this is what helped me to avoid a lot of mistakes. So many stories about how my team has supported this business in Mozambique. I learned from my team what is persistence. I can say that I've persisted in the business, but I'm not the one who persisted in the business. Because during these years, I've been getting a fairly good income. Again, I will quote Mr. Simbine. He says, if you have 5,000 extra in income, and you don't change something in your life, something is good. And my income has been always above 5,000 rands. But the ones who teach me persistence are my downlines that kept in there all these years, even without receiving a check, even receiving checks that are very small amounts. But they were there all these years doing the business. I want to say thank you to the leaders that have been there from the beginning. Simbine, Marta Boa, Ana Ernesto, Alice, Graça, Maela, Angelina. I might have forgotten some names, but please, you are all in there. All these people that have persisted, even if they were not seeing any results. Again, the bamboo story. Now, after All these years, they are already seeing the results. What else my team has taught me? My team has taught me that you should not give up on your people. Never give up on your people. Sometimes it looks that people don't want anything. They don't want to do the business. They don't understand. But we should understand that in people's life, there are always circumstances. Sometimes, for one reason or another, people stop believing. But if you keep on talking to these people, you will get a result like it was with Leonor and Annabella. After a long time of absence, I will not even ask which were the circumstances that put them aside. They came back. They came back with all the energy. They came back with this willingness to work. And as a result, they are here. Sapphire Directors. I cannot forget Candida Sitoy. She is not a director yet, but I see how strongly she's come back, and I know that things will go better for you. As I said before, I'm mentioning names, but I love all of you. What else I've learned from my team? I've learned from my team the importance of responsibility. There is no better team who take responsibility in the team from Mozambique. I feel everyone working as a team player. I feel everyone working as a team player when they keep their training groups. Mayela Simbini and all the other leaders, for me and for you, I'm sure because you are doing this, training is crucial. Sometimes people think training is just a repetition of things, but we believe that training, apart from the knowledge that we can transmit to each other, being together as a team, sharing the success stories, sharing the opportunities we have, it's very important. It's being together in the training group that makes the fire, makes the woods being together, and the fire to keep on burning. That's why we really believe it's very important to come to these Bloom functions. It's not only the information we get here, we get a very important information, but all this fire of people stepping up and giving us hope that it's really possible. And because of that, the leaders in my team, they made the effort to bring a big group. I want to say that from the past 3 months, I've been out of the town, out of Maputo, more than half of the month. And even some downlines complained, Adelina, I think you found a way of running out of us every month and you are not in Maputo. It's not running. It's part of the work I have to do. But what I can see is when I'm not around, things work better. Training works better. Last time I was in Hong Kong and they were holding the rally without me. And when I hear the stories, it went much better than me, than when I'm there. They organized this trip, and the trip was much better organized than when I'm there. They brought a big team from Kilimani. Kilimani is 1,500 kilometers from Maputo. But they were able to mobilize the team to come from Kilimani to Maputo, and then from Maputo to here. I have to say, Kilimani, gang, gang, gang. Gang, gang, gang. How do we see the future? We see the future in Mozambique with many leaders. Charlie, your dream is our dream. We have been saying, I think 2 years back, that we want to have 100,000 points, and that means at least 10 world team members. We didn't reach that goal when we planned. I think we planned for 2013. We are seeing that maybe we are not going to be able to fulfill that goal for 2014. But who cares? We will keep on confessing, because we believe that confessing this every time will bring us each time closer to where we want. Sometimes people say you are not ashamed of saying something and not achieving. No, I'm not ashamed, because we are working towards it. It's not Mozambique team. It's not? It's true. Okay. So, in closing, I would say that the important thing that we have in the Mozambique team, in our story, is persistence. We have persisted and we will persist. It's a responsibility, each one taking responsibility for what he has to do. He's believing. And we increase our believing by using the products. We really use the products, and we are so happy to be able to share so important stories that I would have, if I would have time to share with you how these products are making wonders in the team and with our customers. But to end really, I would say that I am a team leader who makes a lot of mistakes. And the success that we have in the team of Mozambique is made of these leaders that are really an inspiration for me. And sometimes the downlines ask, where do you get these fantastic leaders? How can you get these fantastic leaders? I really believe, and I share that with the team, that it's a matter of probability. The more people we invite, the more people we talk to, the more it's more probable to get these fantastic leaders. So one of our aims is to keep on talking, talking, talking. That's why I believe that 330 is a fantastic incentive that GNLD has put together, because it inspires us to do this. Talking, inviting, inviting, and talking. I really say that if someone like me, with so many mistakes, can reach where I am, and I believe that I can reach much more, anyone can do it. It's not true, Eagles? It's true. Thank you so much.